Second question we've had sent in from Mark Jones in San Antonio in Texas, and he says, when viewing an image of a galaxy as seen at an angle, such as the Andromeda Galaxy, to what extent is the image distorted by the fact that the galaxy is rotating and the light from the far side of the galaxy has travelled many thousands of light years further than the light from the near side? In essence, we should be seeing a lag in the rotation of the far side of the galaxy as compared to the near side. Is this correct? Is this lag long enough to cause a significant distortion in the image? Okay, an interesting question. Of course, the point here is that light travels at a finite speed, about 300,000 kilometres every second, which is pretty damn quick, but on the scale of a galaxy, it still takes that light, for example, in the Milky Way, it takes that light 100,000 years to cross the galaxy, and therefore it's true to say that when you look at one of these distant galaxies, let's say the Andromeda Galaxy, which is the nearest large spiral galaxy to our own, then the light from the far side of the galaxy is taking several tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 years longer to reach us than the light from the near side. It depends on what angle the galaxy is tipped at relative to us. But it's certainly true that we're seeing the stars on the far side of a galaxy at an earlier point in time, effectively, than the stars on the near side. Now, typically, 100,000 years for the light travel time across a galaxy sounds like a long time, but of course, in general, timescales, many timescales in astronomy are very much longer than that. So, for example, compare it to the lifetime of a star. So the lifetime of the Sun on the main sequence where it's turning hydrogen into helium is something like 10 billion years. So 10,000 million years. So if you compare 100,000 years to that, this light crossing time, that's only 1/100,000th of the lifetime of the star. So you wouldn't expect to see any appreciable difference in the properties of a star like the Sun if you saw it, you know, if there was a star on the near side like the Sun compared to a star on the far side of a galaxy like the Sun. It would only be a very tiny fraction of its lifetime different. Even when you go to higher mass stars, let's say a 25 solar mass star, which burns its fuel faster and therefore has a shorter lifetime, its lifetime is still several million years. And even then, you're only talking about, you know, maybe 1 or 2% of the lifetime of the star. So it's getting a bit more significant, but still not huge. Now, returning to the particular point that Mark makes, which is the image of the galaxy distorted in some way? Because, of course, the galaxy's rotating. A galaxy like Andromeda, for example, is all the stars are moving on circular orbits around its centre. And therefore, if you're seeing the stars on the far side at a larger time into the past, looking farther back into the past than the stars on the near side, then maybe they're not actually in the same relative positions to each other. So there's some sort of shearing, some sort of twisting up of the galaxy as seen in the image that you see. The question is, how big an effect is that? Now, in fact, you know, my gut instinct was that it wasn't particularly a huge effect, just in the same way I've just discussed in terms of the fractional lifetime of the stars. But I thought I'd better check, and so I worked through a few numbers and worked it out for Andromeda, imagining, let's say, a star like the Sun at, you know, the same sort of distance that the Sun is from the centre of our Milky Way, which is about 8,000 parsecs, which is sort of 27,000 light years or so from the centre. Our Sun moves around the centre of our Milky Way at about 220 kilometres per second, something like that. So you can actually work out how far this star, the far side of the Andromeda Galaxy, would have moved relative to, say, a star at the near side. And it turns out that at the distance of Andromeda, it's actually offset by about 6 arc seconds. So an arc second's 1/3600th of a degree. So it's a small angle on the sky, a very small change in the position of the star on the sky from where it would have been if they were all seen at the same time relative to the galaxy itself. But actually, interestingly enough, it's measurable because, you know, in an image that we take of, say, the Andromeda Galaxy, then we might expect, say, an optical image of the galaxy seen with visible light, you might expect to be able to measure the positions of these stars accurate to a fraction of an arc second. Certainly atmospheric seeing blurs the star positions to maybe about an arc second across, but you can measure the positions rather more accurately than that. So 6 arc seconds is measurable, rather surprisingly, I guess. But of course, on the scale of Andromeda, Andromeda's several degrees across, and one arc second is, as I say, 1/3600th of a degree. So it's a tiny distortion, although measurable. And of course, the real problem then is, what do you compare it to? How do you know what the galaxy structure would have been to compare these, you know, slightly changed positions with? There's nothing to compare it to. It's not like, you know, the galaxy's got some very nice straight lines drawn on it running out from the middle to the outside edge, and we can just see them start to curve a little bit as you see this distortion. So interestingly, it's a measurable effect for galaxies as close as Andromeda, but we wouldn't really, practically, it's hard to think of an example where it would matter, to be honest. So, interesting question from Mark.